And since we have people waiting, let's get straight to the phone calls. Let's start off with Leslie, listening in Bolingbrook, Illinois. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning, Patrick, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have a question about the praying the rosary in the car. I've been reading a book about the message of from Our Lady of Fatima, and it talks about sacrileges and proper reverent prayer to the Holy Mother and to God. And I started thinking, I always, shameless plug for the Relevant Radio app, I always pray on my way to work with the rosary on the Relevant Radio app. And I was reading this book and thinking, does this count? Because the Angel of Peace taught the three children how to pray and how to be reverent. And, you know, you're kind of distracted driving. You have to pay attention to your driving. And does it count? I don't want to be disrespectful to our Holy Mother.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment. So first, let me congratulate you on having the right desire. You want to please God, and you want to do your prayer as most respectfully and efficaciously as possible. But the short answer to your question is yes, absolutely. You can pray the rosary anywhere. So you can be driving, and I often find myself behind the wheel of a car, and I have a commitment that I hadn't kept now for many years, and that is I will not finish a day of my life without having prayed the rosary that day. So there are times when the only chance I have, or the time when I can pray without other distractions, is behind the wheel of a car. So I myself do that. I think it's a great thing if you can repurpose some of your time that might otherwise be spent, you know, maybe just idle time, downtime. If you can fill it with prayer, that's always a good thing. Second thing is that if you have the opportunity to pray the rosary, for example, if you make a visit to your parish church and you have 15 minutes where you can be collected and recollected, that's always an even better thing. So I would look at it as a good, better, best kind of thing rather than am I doing something wrong? Because you're not doing anything wrong by praying the rosary behind the wheel of a car. And the Lord knows that you're making a good faith effort to spend that time in a prayerful way. But if you have opportunities where you could be more recollected, maybe in your home, if you have an image of Our Lady, if there's a way that you could pray the rosary when you have the opportunity in a more recollected way, that's even better. So I would just keep that in mind. Good, better, best. But no time that you pray the rosary is ever going to be bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And if I may, just one real quick thing. I had not been to church in well over a decade, and between Father Ricardo's talks from through your Ave Maria affiliate and through the Holy Spirit working through your show, thank you so much for saying yes to everything the Holy Spirit asks of you. I go to daily Mass every day. I am back to church. My children are in Catholic school. My husband is becoming Catholic, and I cannot thank you and Relevant Radio for everything that you do enough. You guys brought me back, and I'm infinitely happy and grateful for it. So thank you. Thank you for saying yes to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Leslie, I hear the joy in your voice, and that makes all of us here at Relevant Radio deeply happy to know how God's working in your life. All the glory to God. We're just instruments, and we're happy to be made use of, and I'm delighted to hear that God channeled that grace directly into your life. How long has it been since you've been back to the sacraments, Leslie?
It's been around 2 years, and it's just amazing. I was terrified to go back to confession, oh my goodness, because all the years I was in the military and, you know, college before that, and you just sort of start listening to all these people saying all these things, and you doubt, and you just don't go, and one day something happens, and you're driving home from work at midnight, and you hear Father Ricardo saying, no, this is true. The martyrs, they all died. You don't have the flesh ripped off your body and not, you know, break forth with the truth. When it was the most amazing talk, and it was just that one thing that clicked and said, oh my God, it's real. He's real.
Yeah.
This is not just a story from a book. This is real. And I just was in tears. I ran to church the next day, and I was terrified to go to confession. And one of your callers had mentioned how he, when he goes to confession and he's afraid, he asked the Holy Mother to go with. And I did that, and I went, and I cried through the whole thing. And I ask her help every time I go to confession, and I go almost every week. And
that's
it's
excellent.
It is just, it's glorious. It's so wonderful.
You're practically giddy. I can hear it in your voice. Hey, for people maybe
who... I can't go to Mass without crying every single day. Even when there's no music, I just sit there and cry. It's just joyful.
That's beautiful. Good. Tears of joy. Before you go, Leslie, if I may, because I know you're probably busy and need to get on to other things, I bet that there are a lot of people out there listening right now who are now where you were then, 2 years ago, where they have not been to confession in ages. And as you said, you were terrified about going back to confession. For their sake, can you describe how you felt the moment after the priest pronounced the words of absolution, after having made a good confession, after who knows how many years, 10 years, whatever it was? How did you feel? And as you look back on that, was there any cause for your terror before you went back to confession?
No, there wasn't. There really was no cause for it. What's funny is my immediate reaction was, he must not have heard what I said. He must have missed something. There's
no sparks came from the other side of the grill, I guess, huh?
No, there was no lightning and nothing caught fire. But no, it was the most amazing sense of relief. And I couldn't, in the next couple of times I went after that, I still had that fear and that nervousness. And I never made my confirmation, and my husband is becoming Catholic, so we actually are in RCIA together, so I can make my confirmation and he can make all the sacraments, which is beautiful because it kind of opened that door. I was always afraid to bring up my faith because, you know, growing up you always heard you don't talk about religion and everybody hates Catholics and all of these, you know, awful things that you hear growing up from whoever you hear it from. And it opened up this door for us to talk about God and about faith. And next thing you know, we just, you know, we talk about how we share our faith. We are not afraid to sit down to dinner with our sons at a restaurant and say grace before the meal and not be embarrassed that we're praying in public. Or my son just had a birthday party, and with the whole entire, you know, crowd there, he got to stand up on his seat and he got to lead grace before we had pizza and his birthday cake. And
nice. And
we're not afraid to do that, and we're happy to share it. And the kids are so excited to be able to be the one that gets to lead the prayer that it's a very happy, it's something they look forward to. And it all came from going to confession, getting all of the things that you did or said or didn't do or failed or fell short of, and
which we all do,
God just floods over you. Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, welcome home, Leslie. Welcome home. We should be all saying a prayer of gratitude to God today for the work that he did in Leslie. And Leslie, thank you for letting us know that something that you heard here on Relevant Radio was helpful to you. I really appreciate that. Thank you. And again, welcome home.